ladies and gentlemen. For the 837th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that lady called Lisa, a.k.a. Jubu.
Hello.
As well as that dude called Jew, a.k.a. his Jewness.
What up, guys?
Oh, wait, you're not even on. Here, try it again.
What up, bitches?
There we go. And me, myself, I am Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show. Alrighty then. So, what the fuck's happening? What the fuck's cracking? Got the ball moving. We're up and running. Got this rickety ship out here in the waters again.
I would like to wish G-Unit a happy boniversary.
Happy boniversary?
Boniversary.
Boniversary, oh shit. Did y'all bone for the first time?
1 year ago today.
How do you know that?
Because Google Photos, the other day when it popped up, it was the first, like, sexy selfie I ever sent you. Like a memory. It was like that memory of that picture of me at the cookout that I sent you. We ended up hooking up like 3 days later. Like 2 days later. That would be today.
She knows, man. She remembers. Your boniversary was like, your original boning was like worth memory, as well as cataloging and then celebrating the anniversary of.
On the podcast.
Apparently. Something else I gotta write down.
No.
Yeah. You didn't get him a card?
No, I did not. And you'll get like a Facebook reminder when we actually started dating. But, yeah. Well, happy boniversary.
Boniversary. Congratulations, Jew. You've got a memorable bang.
Like this morning we were talking about bridal stuff because one of my friends is getting married very soon. And her very sweet fiance is going to be renting a horse and carriage. And the G-Unit thought that was pretty lame. And I said, well, you wouldn't want something like that if we were to get married? He said he wanted to be brought in by 12 fat-ass midgets. Just looked like he's floating down the aisle because they're only going to get about 2 feet off the floor.
So you want fat midgets to carry
no,
you?
No, hot fat-ass.
Fat-ass midgets.
Oh. Okay, mm-hmm. Fat-assed midgets.
Mm-hmm. 12 of them.
That is very specific because, you know, most
you
of the time...
You can have more than the normal because they're midgets.
Oh, right, I'm saying most of the time you would expect 6 people to carry someone.
Yeah.
But you want to be...
Doubled it.
Right, you got to double it up for the fat-ass midget chicks because they're not going to be able to necessarily handle the same amount of weight as the average human being.
Yeah, I would think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, and see, and I'm with that. I'm with you as far as, like, the expectation of, you know, like, if you're going to build one of those things, and you... I'm presuming it's one of those carts... that everyone puts on their shoulder and you sit in the middle of.
Yeah, that's
it's going to be ghetto as hell. It's going to be a lawn chair on like welded on 2 poles or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it ain't going to be no fucking this ain't Master of the Universe or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They'll probably just use a raft.
Can't touch it. You know what I mean? Yeah. A blow up raft will be all right with me as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. Absolutely.
Put a couple planks underneath that thing. Carry
I just like how he thinks he's going to be the one being walked down the aisle.
Yeah, he's going to be carried down the aisle at the wedding.
Yeah, and then
not
you go.
You.
I go first, and then you go.
So do you want midgets?
Because I got to be down there first anyway.
Wait a minute. Do you want midgets to carry her down the aisle, too?
No, I want a horse and carriage.
Mr. Ed walking her behind her little...
You want Mr. Ed.
I don't mind if there's no carriage. If I could just enter on a horse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like side saddle that shit.
Yeah, sure.
That would
very
be dope.
That's very ladylike.
That's probably cheaper than with the carriage.
Yeah, you
might be able
in.
To work that. That's just one horse.
Yeah, see?
Might be able to do that.
I don't have high demands. I really don't.
I think that if you, you know what'd be really fun? If you rode a miniature horse side saddle in. After the midgets walk down.
Stars parts can be fine at 12 midgets.
Like, because then it's real easy. You're not really worried. Like, you don't need help getting off that miniature horse. And you're side saddling. Right, so you get there to the end. Because you're going to be wearing a nice dress. You want to have that not get all fucked up. So you ride the miniature horse down, side saddle, and then you slide off real delicate. Like, the Jew, you can help her when she gets to you. Mm-hmm. Slide off. You take her by the hand. You put the other hand out to the hip. And you make sure she slides off real nice and comfy.
I won't risk flashing anyone getting off of a mini horse.
Well, are you going to wear a mini dress with the mini horse and the midgets?
Probably.
This keeps getting more and more fun. I'm excited about this wedding.
And then we wouldn't have to, we could have mini hot dogs and like mini at the reception.
You have
a micro cake.
Red Baron small pizzas, you know, like fifth grade.
Personal pans.
Yeah, personal pan pizzas. Ooh, you have Pizza Hut cater with personal pan pizzas.
It's the best. That's such a good wedding theme. I hope no one steals it.
Well, it doesn't matter if they don't invite you. You don't really know.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
They're not going to steal that one. They're going to steal the Halloween one before they steal that one.
What's the Halloween one?
Yeah.
Get married on Halloween where everybody's got to dress up.
Mm-hmm. Then we just dress up like a bride and groom, like, surprise!
That's pretty cool. I got to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need the bridal party to match, you know what I mean, in outfits. Everybody can have their own.
You could just dress up, wear your own costume.
Everybody got their own costume.
I mean, how perfect is that? Those wedding photos would be amazing.
That would be a real party right there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, because a Halloween party is a party anyway.
That's his idea.
So you're going to get married at Halloween. Now, if you do wedding at Halloween and you're like dressed like an emperor and you have 12 midgets carry you down the aisle and then you ride a miniature horse down while you're dressed like the empress,
that would be the best wedding ever.
And we're all standing around like Batman and like, there's a Tarzan dude standing there in a fucking, just a loincloth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Disney princesses, that could be the bridal party.
Absolutely.
Everybody could pick a different Disney princess.
Whichever princess you want.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yep. I'm with it. I would have to get a date for this. I would be like, look, I don't even know you.
Like 10 years from now, because that's when Halloween is on a Saturday.
He's very well planned out. You couldn't do a Friday night Halloween party so that we have Saturday to recover.
All right, so 9 years in.
Okay.
9 years, yes.
Look, I helped you out a little bit, Lisa.
Oh, it's fine.
I got you a year sooner in the wedding.
Well, maybe 8, because there should be a leap year in here. There should be a leap year in that.
We're in no rush.
There might even be 2 leap years in that, so you might drop down to 7.
Yeah, this
in 9 years, there's definitely 2 leap years.
He says, when's the next leap year after this past leap year?
And 4 years from now, dumbass.
Yeah, and I was like, why? And he's like, because if you get married on leap year, you only got to celebrate your anniversary every 4 years. I was like, that's not how that works.
That was another idea, too.
We've only been married 2 years. What do you mean? It's been like 8 years. No, we got married on leap day.
On leap day.
And we only had 2 anniversaries, so we've been married 2 years.
No anniversary this year. No anniversary this year.
Ain't nothing to remember because it ain't the 29th.
All right, we're going to Wendy's. Anniversary year.
You getting the biggie bag.
Look, if we do the Pizza Hut wedding, we could just go celebrate at Pizza Hut every year. That could be our thing.
Bro.
That's luscious.
I'm with it. I wish I had my bucket hat right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to tell you, that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We get Pizza Hut, personal pan pizzas, everything small.
Yeah.
Everything small. Yeah. Like the goodie bag that you give out is just full of like miniature things from
Fireball, like mini Fireballs.
Yeah, miniature bottles of liquor, miniature bottles of Scope mouthwash, miniature toothbrushes, miniature toothpaste, miniature shampoo, a little one-hitter. Yeah. See, and this is all inexpensive. You could totally have like a very inexpensive wedding. The expensive part's going to be getting the midgets and the miniature horse.
Yeah.
The miniature horse is easy.
I think midgets is going to be very difficult.
Midgets is going to be the hardest. 12
midgets? Bro.
You better find one with a lot of friends.
That's
when you get good luck right there.
What you do is you set up the yellow brick road. And you have them all dressed like Munchkins from the fucking Wizard of Oz.
Tell them it's an audition for Oompa Loompas.
Or you have actual Oompa Loompas carry you down.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a union.
And then you get in contact. Then you get an orange horse with the green mane.
I can fuck with that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh my god, going down the aisle with
me. Yeah. Who is going to marry the Jew?
I'd be beat my ass off down the aisle.
Oh my god, best wedding ever, babe.
Dude, I like it. Mm-hmm. I can wedding plan for this kind of shit.
Oh yeah, for
sure. I would absolutely put in the legs work
to
like
get. People would be so all about it. It would be. It wouldn't be like, oh, I gotta pick out what to wear, what gift to give. We could just ask for like mini gifts. There you go. Coming down the aisle.
That'd be lush.
Be something, babe. Babe, I can't believe out of all the years you've been doing songs, you haven't done a Jew version of Oompa Loompa.
There's so many Oompa Loompa options, and the Jew is not, I believe, a big fan of the Willy Wonka OG. Might not be against it, but he's not like an aficionado. Mm. You know what I mean?
That was the best one.
Oh, by far.
Oh, yeah.
Most certainly.
Definitely. I haven't seen the one with Timothy Chalamet or whatever. Thank you. I don't even know his name.
Another one? They made another one?
They did.
Yeah, they just want them now. I think it's like a prequel.
Have they produced it yet? Is it out?
Oh, it's out. Yeah.
It's been out, yeah.
Well, like, he did a feat that nobody's done for like 30 or 40 years and did like two back-to-back number one movies that grossed real high. And that's not something that happens very often. So his star power has just shot up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People love him.
Congrats to that Timothy Chalamet.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
I think it's Chalamet or something.
Chalamet? I don't know. I don't even know. Everything sounds better Frenchy style, you know?
His name is Chalamet.
It is Chalamet. He's the one, babe, that went on Saturday Night Live and got like blew up because him and Pete Davidson did like a rap song together. You don't know? Never mind.
No.
I saw something on the Instagram about that, but
what's his name?
Timothy Chalamet. He's in Dune. He's the main character in Dune.
Oh, this fucking guy. I don't
know. Which has that come out yet?
Dune's out.
Dune 2?
They say it's good.
I've heard good things.
Yeah. You know what? Dune.
Yeah. The second one.
Yeah, there's one and two. There's going to be a third.
What was the first one? Was that Stallone?
No, maybe.
There was an original Dune in
the 80s. Oh, Dune, not Doom. Dune.
Yeah,
Dune.
All right. There was a Dune in the 80s, but there's been two of them that have come out that are new.
I think there's been a Doom movie.
There was an old school Doom. There's a Doom movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. Mm-hmm. That has like a whole sequence where it's like the video game where it's first person and you see his face down in the corner and
Was that Judge Dredd or whatever was?
That was Stallone.
That's a great movie.
The newer one's really good.
I haven't seen it.
Like the new one that they did was actually pretty fucking good. Very dark. But you know what I watched? You should check it out. Roadhouse.
Oh, I keep seeing it on Amazon Prime.
The new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, with Jakey boy.
Come on now, your girl's going to love it, man.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it'd be a great movie to watch with a chick that wants to, you know.
Celebrate
their boniversary with you. You know what I'm saying?
Get in the movie and watch Roadhouse, babe.
I'd be like, look at this. You like that Jake Gyllenhaal with his six pack? I'd be like, play with my dick, boo.
Oh, my God. My God.
Nah, like it's a good movie though, because like what I liked about it.
I like the original.
What I liked about it wasn't a retread of the original.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a scene for scene reproduction.
So they didn't try to pretend to be Swayze.
Right. They made like a totally different movie and called it Roadhouse. That wasn't totally a different movie. I mean, it's same premise. Guy comes to like keep this bar from getting fucked with too much by the local riffraff, and it turns into something bigger. But it wasn't like a total fucking ripoff.
Verbatim.
Like, yeah, it wasn't a carbon copy of the original.
I might have to check that out.
And Conor McGregor's character, I swear to God, is actually entertaining as fuck. Like, he's seriously entertaining as shit.
Maybe we can watch that tonight, babe.
I'm trying to tell you, you got that Amazon Prime. And you know, on the boniversary.
Why is he sigh like that?
Because he's so Swayze. You've got a better chance of talking to him and watching the original. tonight okay. than you do the new one because he's so into Swayze.
He's a fanboy.
Yeah, he's a Swayze fanboy and a Jake Gyllenhaal hater. It's like a double whammy.
I'm not a Jake Gyllenhaal hater, but anybody knows him by his Broke Dick Mountain. That's all that motherfuckers know him by.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I mean, that's all I know him by then.
Well, that's because you're homophobic.
I know him. Really. I know him as Maggie Gyllenhaal's brother.
The girl that isn't Katie, whatever her name was from the Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the second Batman and was supposed to be the Katie Holmes character.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she tried. She's no Katie Holmes.
No.
I don't know even that Katie Holmes would have been necessarily a better actress. She just looked a lot better.
I think Maggie's pretty.
She's all right in like a kind of like ugly girl way.
Like a Jake Gyllenhaal sister way.
I don't know. How hot can you be when every woman in the world wants to bone Jake Gyllenhaal?
You're not talking about the original.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like that's she's going to pale a comparison no matter what, no matter how hot she
that's
is.
That's how I felt in high school. Everybody just thought of me as my brother's little sister.
Because
like,
everybody wanted to fuck your brother?
Yeah. Pretty much. He was really popular. he was very much popular. He had a band. He played guitar. Did Battle of the Bands at Drum and Strum. He was cool.
Hey, right on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
People wanting to be involved with your family members, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
These things happen. But, like, you know, I'm telling you, it's a much better movie than you're giving it credit for or expectations for. It's a lot more fun and interesting than it maybe even has a right to be. Like, it's a pretty good fucking movie, I thought. And I think it's because, like, what I heard is that they skipped some of the, they skipped the theater to have a bigger budget and just go directly to Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, well spent. Like, the action sequences are good. The fights are good.
Interesting.
Like, it's good. It's a good fucking movie. As far as, like, shitty action movies are concerned,
mm-hmm.
like, it's a good-ass action movie.
Yeah. I will watch it.
Yeah, you should. All right,
we'll watch a fucking thing tonight. Goddamn, girl. Fuck.
Wasn't trying to pressure you.
Nah,
I mean.
Like, she's peer pressuring you, not at all, bro. You can watch the original. She'll watch anything with you. She just wants your company. But you're going home after this anyway, so.
Oh, I was kidding.
You know.
I say that all the time.
You're not going home.
What's my company? I say it all the time.
It's some half-naked, moist man on TV that we're going to be watching.
Half-naked, moist man.
With my company.
Yeah.
So I get to watch this half-moist man like he's a wrestler.
And Conor McGregor, like, I'm winning.
Conor McGregor's not gonna be too wet. Moist.
I think he's pretty.
He's gonna be out there dry.
I used to have a crush on Conor McGregor.
Jigginhall, Jared Jurahall, whatever the fuck. He gonna be moist all the goddamn movie. Conor ain't gonna be moist though.
No.
Nah, he's not gonna want that.
I think he might be.
Get fucking water off of me, man. I don't mean fucking moist. You fucking Conor McGregor, man.
I don't think.
Drink fucking 12, man.
I don't think he goes into the water.
I drink fucking 12.
Drink proper 12.
Proper 12, man.
Drink it proper 12.
Proper 12, man.
If he sweats, he's gonna be moist.
I could sweat in the heat, but I'm not getting any water.
I'm not gonna be fucking moist, man. Can you fucking sign up for this?
I didn't fucking sign up to get wet.
I didn't fucking sign up to be moist. My fucking contract's nothing about fucking moist, mate.
Sounded good, babe.
I was about to fight Jake the fucking Gyllenhaal. Fuck with Gyllenhaal. What are you, fuck?
Gyllenhaal.
They're not fucking supposed to be moist.
That's a great name for like a moving company. They should just call it Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's a porn name right there.
Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal?
My brain went somewhere very professional. Yeah. His went somewhere Gyllenhaal down south.
Jake Gyllenhaal is a very porno name.
I bet there's one that exists.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. Let's if it doesn't, it will.
Should.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
She's looking for him. Is this a real porn star? Is there a Jake Gyllenhaal out there?
So I got a mouse down there.
So you got a mouse, huh? Because you took the snake out and then the mice are prayer.
And then he's trying to catch another.
I got a mouse in my bucket.
He's trying to catch another mistake.
Wait a minute. Snake. You got a mouse in a bucket you're baiting a snake with?
Yeah, because the lamp ain't work. 7 days of the lamp. Now we take the lamp out. Now we're on to the mice.
We were leaving. at IHOP yesterday. And he's like, you gonna come with me to the pet store?
Oh my. You went and bought one. Dude,
I bought one.
You're a cruel individual.
Well, what else am I gonna do, bro?
Sacrificial
keep popping
mice.
Out looking at me,
let
hiding
the,
again.
Let the snake live in your basement. Make up a name for him. Be nice to him.
He's got, because he got kids and shit. I don't need all them.
So what? He's eating all the mice. You gonna go import mice for him and think he's gonna leave? What the fuck is wrong with you? You gonna put him outside and not fill the hole where he comes in, thinking he ain't gonna come back? Like, you ain't welcome, snake. He gonna be like, oh, sorry, Mr. Unit. I ain't gonna come back.
So
what's wrong with you?
How does that work exactly? It, like, does he go? He goes into the snake barrel and gets the mouse, and then he's not.
He can't get out of the barrel.
How can he get in and not get out?
He's probably gonna know.
Is it closed behind him or something?
He can almost fall in.
Okay.
Or he can jump on the dryer, jump on a pipe, jump on a dryer.
What makes you think he can't eat the mouse and get back out somehow?
What's going to happen is he's going to go down there and the bucket's going to be put on its side. The mouse is going to be gone and the snake's going to be gone.
Yeah, that snake is having a feast with his babies.
And you're going to look into the corner and the snake's going to be down there in the corner where you can't reach him with a fucking bulge in him.
Yeah, he's going to be like smoking the tail.
Yeah, yeah, the tail's going to be hanging out of his mouth.
You.
He's going to be like, hey, what's up? And the tail's going to be going like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be like a toothpick.
Like, yeah, I don't understand. Like, you, what you have to do to get rid of snakes and mice is fill the holes that they come through. And once you do that, then get them out of the house. But you've got this, like, rickety old basement that, like, would need some significant work to make sure snakes can't get in. Because snakes are just going to follow the mice in. They're going to be like, oh, the mouse came this way. I can smell them. I'm coming through, too. You know what I'm saying? So until you get the mice to not come through, the snakes is going to keep coming through.
And so there's like mice? Like, I thought snakes was the problem.
There's not mice because the snakes are here. So the mice will smell the snakes and be like, I ain't going in that house.
Normally, I would rather have snakes, I think, than mice.
Who are you going to have? If you got one, you got it. If you got mice, you're going to have a snake.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you got snakes. That means you know you have mice coming in here because the snakes is chilling and waiting for them to come in
so
and eat.
So we should name him.
Absolutely. Be nice to him. Talk to him like he's your buddy. Treat him like a pet. You're glad to have him around. I'd rather have you around than the mice. What's up? Whoever, whatever name you want to give him. Mm-hmm. You know, I went with Histopher and a variance of last names. Histopher Walken, Histopher Multisante, depending on what kind of mood I was in. You know what I mean? Now, you know, you can come up with some kind of name, you know.
Histopher is a pretty good one for a snake.
Histopher is a good name for a snake. Mm-hmm. You know, and he would just smile at me because he would scare me when I turned the light on, and then he'd grin, and then I'd just talk to him and play pool, and then I'd go up back upstairs and I'd leave him in the basement, like chilling near the fucking heat source that he liked. And I mean, he just chilled. I didn't have any mice because Histopher was chilling he was a big ass snake. I wasn't fucking with him. I'm mm-hmm. like, what's going on, Histopher? How you doing? I just talked to him like he was my buddy. Mm-hmm. And he'd just smile at me like he was. He was like, what's happening, man? I'm just chilling up here in the wind from this fucking real nice dehumidifier you got. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to keep this basement from being too moist. And he was like, I appreciate you. And he'd just chill on the windowsill right by the fucking light. That was the problem. The only problem with it was he was right by the light switch. Mm. So I'd flip on the light and he'd be like right there staring at me. And I'd be like, God damn it, Histopher. And he'd be like, hey, gotcha. And I'd be like,
terrible.
You did. You scared me, Histopher. It's all good, though.
Histopher. Be a good name for, like if some guy was, like, affectionately naming his Wang.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what you got?
Yeah. It's my contribution.
Histopher's a good name for a dick if you don't have a snake.
Yeah.
You can name your dick Histopher.
I was trying to think of different names
Histopher.
For a snake, and all I kept
How
thinking about was names for, like, a dick. Like,
you're so demented.
I know. No wonder
you're having your boneversary and all you think about is dick.
It's not
voice,
true.
Jake drilling hole.
And dick.
You're the
fucking
Conor McGregor,
fucking ass. Fucking moist Conor McGregor. Call me Snake Pistifer, I do.
You fucking need
His name's
fucking
Pistifer.
Face.
It's not Histopher, it's Pistifer.
Pistifer.
Me dick's name is Pistifer. Oh
my God.
Conor McGregor named his dick Pistifer.
Problem.
Suck on Pistifer, sweetheart. I need you to put Pistifer inside your little vajayjay. Pistifer's a good name for a dick.
Uh-huh.
God almighty.
It is.
I've never been into naming my dick. You know what I mean?
No.
I figure somebody
That's
can name it
thing.
If they want
That's
to.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not that important. I'm like, whatever, it's my dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some chick wanted to call me call my dick Pistifer, I suppose I would, like, be fine with that. But, you know, if Emma Watson was like, come pull Pistifer out and let me play with him, I'd be like, all right, Emma, here's Pistifer for you.
Oh, man. I can't wait to whip that out at some point. Not his Pistifer.
I want to whip Pistifer out. Come over here. Take your pants off.
So you're gonna call him, you're gonna call Pistifer some point in time tonight when he's waving around your fucking face. Mm-hmm. Come up with nicknames, girl. Marcus said go. Close your eyes. Alright, hold him. What would you call this?
Awful.
Ah, the strange times continue here at the Mason and Friends show. Mm-hmm. There's just no telling.
That's just an X-rated peekaboo game right there.
Yeah.
But you know, no biggie.
We adults.
No biggie, just adults. Peekaboo, dickaboo, whatever.
Penises.
Penis.
All men got them.
Penis and vagina.
Most men got them.
Most men got them.
Some chicks do now.
Yeah, yeah. It's all over the place. You know.
We're just handing them out, man. Mm-hmm. Like dicks on a stick.
Mm-hmm. You want a dick? We turn that clit into a dick.
You want it? Here you go.
It won't be real hard.
There you go, mate. There you go.
You'll be able to pee through it, though.
There you go, love.
Oh, my God.
Yep, strange times, man. Strange times.
Yeah.
All of this from a hatred of Jake Gyllenhaal.
I feel like I'm blushing, and I don't even know why.
So many embarrassing statements have been made in the last, like, 10 or 20 minutes. Like, how could you not be blushing? You're so demure. I'm watching your color change as we speak.
It is.
You're getting more and more embarrassed.
I am. I don't even know why.
We haven't even said anything too egregious for minutes.
No. Nothing yet.
Nothing. Nowhere near it. So in the clear. Mm-hmm. It's all good, Jubu. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we just talking about snakes. Calm down.
Snakes and Pistifer and all sorts of stuff. We got a wild time going on around here. This fucking place is nuts. But yeah. Yeah, so I'll be interested to hear your opinion on... And maybe Michael watch it too, because Michael will listen to the show.
Yes. So,
like, maybe next.
Shout out to Mike, we miss you.
Yeah, big up. Big Mike, where you at? Must be handling some chillins or something along them lines.
Probably.
He's got that thing going on. Many, many children rely on him as an uncle or a daddy. So he got a lot of shit to be dealing with a lot of the time.
It's true.
You're like the consummate cougher. Like you don't stop. Like, when I start to cough, I usually will, like, take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes off where I don't and you were just like
every head.
This is the good part.
This is the good part.
This is like when you get to the box of cereal at the bottom corner.
You like the bottom corner?
Of the cereal, yeah, but of the J, it's a little harsh.
Because of the concentration.
You still gotta take it, because, you know, pay for it. But
like, man, when
it gets you.
When Fruity Pebbles break up into smaller pieces, they're all concentrated. Oh, yeah. And that's like what I got here. So when I get to the last of the bag of the Fruity Pebbles, that's like the end of the J. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's interpretation of what he was just saying right there. That's me interpreting that. Interpretation and...
Did Jew tell you that he's not going to be here next weekend?
You're not here next weekend. Uh-oh. Where y'all going?
Top Sail.
Relying on you, Big Mike. Top Sail, eh?
Is that
a golf course?
No.
I'm going to beach.
The beach. Oh. And we're bringing my brew and his brood.
Uh-oh. Also Brady Bunch shit?
And black boys coming.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
For like a
bullshit
night. Yeah, that's what I said.
What the fuck, yo? What the fuck, man? The brother coming along.
Yep.
Okay. He's bringing his old lady.
Yep.
Putting his kids up with the babysitter. His old lady's kids up with the babysitter.
No, they're coming too.
About bringing them.
Oh, goddamn, y'all got the full-on Brady Bunching.
Uh-huh.
Watch out.
They're only coming for like a night, though.
Watch out. Nobody ends up on some, what was it, Greg and Jan shit? Or Greg and Marsha shit? You know what I'm saying?
Gross. No, none of that.
Stop. Yeah, I mean, you know.
It'll be fun. My kids will get to see the Jew in his natural element fishing.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do a bunch of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully not too much yelling.
Hopefully.
Just some fishing.
Talked about it.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to not be so volatile.
See, babe.
A little less fire-upable.
Well, actually, I had a conversation with my kids about the fact that the Jew smokes.
Oh.
And I actually took a poll and talked to other parents about, like, have you guys talked to your kids about the fact that you guys smoke reefer?
And that it's legal in the state of Virginia?
And most of them said yes. Most of them said that, yes, that they use it for medical purposes, and it significantly increases their, you know, happiness in life, and that they do so without, you know, being reliant on big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I kind of like that whole approach to it.
Well,
that's
right,
the problem. It's keeping people from being drug addicts. Like taking all this other prescribed
bullshit.
That's
precisely why it's
been criminalized. That's the problem, why, because you can only prescribe, all you gotta do is only prescribe THC. As opposed to fucking, codeine and fucking this other shit and Vicodin and Adderall and Percocet.
Well, the real reason they don't like it is because you could throw some seeds in your backyard here in the next month or two and grow your own weed and
take
care of yourself for to last the rest of the year. When you're like, all right, I grew enough of my own that, like, this will fucking last me. You can't grow your own codeine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can grow your own cannabis. So that's why they don't want it to be legal, because they can't control your ability to self-cultivate.
Yep.
And, you know,
they can't tax it. They don't get a buck off of it.
They don't get
right.
shit.
This
and
is
it
all.
Cuts them all the way out, 100%.
And anything that qualifies as freedom, they're not going to want for us. And that's some real freedom
shit. You got
that
shit. Too.
That's some real freedom shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Grow your own chronic shit. That's the real deal, y'all. Uh-huh. That's the American dream at this point, because it ain't like you're going to be able to own a home until we elect RFKJ. Kennedy. You know, somebody that's going to actually come in and try to make it so that we can actually buy houses and not just get bought out from under by big corporations that want to rent out the properties and not actually, you know, let people buy their own homes. They want us all to be renters forever, because, you know, fuck your future, American dream, America. Come on now,
mm-hmm.
Let's find some positivity.
Okay.
Vote for RFKJ. Yeah, man. What's some real positive? Anything happening in the world that's good these days?
Other than my mom saying she was going to vote for RFK.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
A little bit of reality check going on out there for the lady. Thank you, Mrs. Lisa's mom, for being a supporter.
Previously
RFKJ
voted for Trump, so this is a big deal.
I'm telling you, he's going to take just as many from Trump as he is from Biden.
Sorry.
I'm making a mess.
He always yells at me for having my shoes on things.
It's funny how much you could care about something like that with the rest of your house in the state that it's in.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
He'll come over and, like, smack the shit out of my foot and be like, it's too close to the bed.
No. For real, though, in a sense, I get it. Because it's like, take your shoes off. Don't put them on the stuff that we sit on, because your shoes have been on this floor. And we don't want this floor on this stuff that we sit on.
I get it.
Because we don't sit on the floor around here. I don't walk around barefoot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, your children, man, them motherfuckers be walking around here barefoot. They're going to be savages, dog.
The youngest, he don't even like wearing no clothes. He be always walking around in his goddamn drawers. Bro, put some clothes on, man. Mm-hmm. What do you see that little ass thing out here? Fuck, bro.
Hey, you know, it is what it is,
I'm
man.
Just happy when he's wearing real clothes and not just, like, his Space Jam pajama pants. Kid's almost 15 walking around in Space Jam pajama pants out in public.
Anybody in the school, we don't give a fuck. He love them things.
Well, Space Jam pajama pants?
He wanted me to take him out to dinner one night when Andrew was doing something. He went to work one night, and I stayed with the boys, like, overnight, right? He sweet talked me into taking him to the Chinese buffet. And I'm like, all right, you ready to go? He walks out in his fucking Space Jam pants. And I was like, honey.
You made him put on some real clothes?
No, I let him go, but I made fun of him the whole time.
Oh, well, I could support that.
Yeah.
Making fun of him the whole time about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice pajamas.
And then Andrew came home and he was like, I can't believe that kid sweet talked you into fucking $25 buffet so we could eat some fucking Jello and bottomless ice cream.
Is that really what it turned out to be?
Yes, it was. He had like two bites of chicken and then a ton of Jello and tons of ice cream.
Oh, what a fucking dirtbag.
$25.
I could have gone and bought you a fucking tub of ice cream for like $8, $6
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to fall for it again. I feel like a sucker.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's being disingenuous about what he really wants.
Yeah, he just wanted Jello and ice cream.
Yeah, if you want Jello and ice cream, we go get you some Jello and some ice cream. Spend half as much.
I know better now.
Well, you could just ask in the future.
I told her. She never gonna listen. Sweet talked her ass.
You had fair warning, and he still got over on
you. He always sweet talks me. We go to Walmart to walk around for one thing. Next thing you know, I'm buying the kid fucking sweatpants, a keyboard.
What? What's wrong with you, girl?
I love him. I can't help it.
She really are on some Brady Bunch shit, man. Y'all better chill out.
Dude, I love that kid. Even in his Space Jam PJs.
You're buying him more Space Jam PJs and shit?
No, I bought him some red sweatpants or gray sweatpants.
Sweatpants, though. Sweatpants, PJs, shit, six in one, half a dozen in the other.
At least they can have Disney characters on them or some shit.
Now you can
I guess Space Jam wasn't Disney.
You can wear sweatpants.
You can wear sweatpants out more than those Space Jam PJs.
According to their dad.
Sounds to me like six of one and half a dozen in the other.
Yesterday he was like, oh, if I'd known we were going to IHOP, I would have put on real pants. So.
Real pants for
yeah,
the
I went in there pantyless and
was you free balling in sweatpants in the IHOP?
Yeah, in the IHOP.
Pantyless.
Yeah, when I sat down.
You cannot call boxers panties.
Why not?
Because I'm pantyless. Fucking weird.
I'm sans panties.
I said they're pantyless and
no panties.
I had my sweat.
I
put on some khakis or something.
Hope to God you don't have any panties on. Cause my brain went straight to like, what do you wear, panties? Like women's panties?
Not her men's.
There's nothing wrong with panties.
No.
I like a nice.
Some people call them boxers.
I like them silky and
man
smooth.
I've ever met to call boxers panties.
If you got some silk or some satin fucking drawers, them panties.
Those maybe.
Them panties, bro.
Maybe.
I'm rolling out here in some silk fucking drawers, them panties. I'm going to say that right
dude,
now.
If you rolled out with some soap panties, I would die laughing.
Silk briefs, man, them panties.
No,
I know what I'm gonna get you next.
That's fine.
Next gift.
Silk briefs.
I think I'm a medium or large, one half a nine dozen, depending on the waist size.
It depends on the brand.
I'm about 33 1/4. That's my fit.
Make sure when you bring me some fitted undies, some panties. When you bring me some new man panties, they need to be silk. I need them.
Or a satin, like I said, or a satin.
Satin.
That's luscious.
A satin.
Either way, that's luscious.
I want a velvet one.
Silk on the side with satin on the nuts. I want satin on the nuts.
They're maniversary panties right there. Birthday panties or something.
They're boniversary panties.
I was thinking whether I should call it bangiversary.
I think boniversary.
Bangiversary is pretty good because that sounds like anniversary. Well,
I think boniversary is. Boniversary.
Boniversary, like that. That's
I think
what
that was a good one. I think that was a good one. I think it's better than bangiversary. Because boniversary really just flows better, I find.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like bon appetit.
Yeah.
But it's just a boniversary.
It's a boniversary.
Boniversary.
And the stands you are here for your boniversary.
Yes, joyeux boniversary. Actually, no, that's how you fucking say happy birthday, bon. It's in French. Yeah, you say joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire. And then it's like, if you want to say good, like good birthday, it's like boniversary.
That's a good boniversary.
I didn't even realize I did that. That's smart.
Well done. Well done, Jubu.
Right.
It's like
Jubu.
Jubu knows the boniversaire. It is June Jubu's boniversaire.
Boniversaire.
Boniversaire. Happy times with the
fun over
with
there.
The fresh couple.
I can't stop laughing about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's half the fun times is the reaction of the Jew unit. Like,
I know.
Like, because he's so egregiously ridiculous that when he becomes embarrassed,
it's
like,
the best.
It's the funniest thing because he gets embarrassed when you have no expectation of it. Like, Mike and I will be sitting here, and all of a sudden, the Jew is just completely.
Mm-hmm.
disgusted by us. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Where did this come from?
It's always surprising.
Yeah, I never see it coming. I'm never like, oh, this is something that the Jew's going to get worked up about. It's always like, really? This is what you're worked up about?
But it's just like shoes on things. Like, that's not something you would look around and be like, oh, you know, he's going to get mad at me. Look, he's getting mad right now.
There's some clearance. He's all right.
Keep them soles off the carpet. I mean, keep them soles off the cushions.
Right. We fancy around here.
It's frat boys, bed.
I think I got the heat put back together. Right.
Good for you, MacGyver.
Yeah, this dude's been freaking out since I've been started setting up the podcast today about his heat.
Yeah, for an hour and a half we're late.
Heat scenario. He wasn't around at all. All up in the basement with the wires, trying to hide from
with
the
Histifer.
Snake. Down there with Histifer. Trying to avoid Histifer. Like, stay away from me, Histifer. I got to fix this. Hey, get away from me, Histifer. Like,
don't you like heat?
Hey, stay over there.
He only Histifer. Come out of the little hole. I only seen him out the hole one time.
It's right. Why are you worried? He's not like a mouse that's going to be out in the middle of the night, like,
eating
getting it
food.
In, trying to eat your food.
Eventually, when it gets start getting warmer, he's going to be moving all around that motherfucker. He ain't doing much right now. It's cold.
Nah, he go chill or go outside and wait for something to come in the house and then eat it. That's what he's going to do, dog. That's what Histifer did at my house. Histifer never bothered me. He never bothered me.
I don't know. I know there was a pipe that was wide open that I put a fucking plug in it. But I don't know if that's where they all was coming in at.
Well, what you really need to do is extensively survey all of the basement. And, like, maybe at nighttime, you have Jubu stand outside while you shine flashlights on corners and shit and see if any sort of light comes outside.
That's
you know what
idea.
I mean? And then you could be like, there's a hole there, and there's a hole there. And then y'all can maybe plug up all the holes. Once you plug up and make it so that the mice can't get in, then the snake won't even want to come in. He'll be like, man, fuck this. I need to go find some, you know, some mice and some pussy.
He'll just move next door.
Well, you know these other houses around here got some wide open basements for the snakes.
Yeah, the neighbor's over there talking about he got mice down there. And I'm like, yeah, well, I got a snake.
Snake's better than mice, dog.
If I find another one, I can give you one, bro.
I'm trying to tell you. It's a better investment than a cat. A cat you might have to take to the vet or something. He's going to go out there and find some other shit to get involved with. The snake is going to kick it. The snake is the best fucking non-specific
cat. Cat ain't really going to eat it anyway. He's going to smack it around
hide
in the corner.
And then he'll bring it to you as like a trophy.
Yeah, he'll be like, what I got for you, dog.
Well, my cat will because I ain't going to feed that motherfucker. So yeah, he would definitely be eating it. But normal cat,
that's why you need a snake. That's why I leave the snake alone. You don't have to feed the snake.
Like, I'm not going to feed my imaginary cat.
Yeah, if I had a cat, I'd be like, oh, now
I would have a cat. But like, if I had a cat, if my whole family... If one of them owned a cat and my whole family died or whatever and I had to have this fucking cat, that'd be the only way. Or if I was court ordered, I was court ordered to adopt a cat, that'd be the only way I'd ever have fucking cat right around this motherfucker.
Court ordered,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, I'm going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and French show to a close.
You're confined to this pussy for the rest of your life. You now had this cat.
Right, you and this cat have to maintain each other for the rest of this cat's natural life.
Fuck.
All right, but anyway, thank you so much for listening. We'd like to encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes. Like, share, subscribe. Don't bogart this motherfucker. Tell your peoples about it. If you want to get a book, I got a copy of 1984, or a copy of Fahrenheit 451, or a copy of
Brave New World.
Brave New World. I got options. I'll send one to you. Let me know. Shout out to Kyle at Glassflow Art. I got your hoodies, but I haven't sent them yet because, you know, I'll be forgetting sometimes. But I got them shits, and they will be on the way to you sometime this week. So shout out to the homies at Glassflow Art. And, you know, big ups to everybody else that's out there. Captain Kirk should have got some fresh stickers and some cards and shit to be handing out. Big up. A lot of motherfuckers out here doing some things. Big up to Kenny. Been liking shit on the Twitter. Appreciate you. Get some shares and some likes in on these things when we be posting them. Appreciate every last one of y'all. Big up, you know, to everybody in the rickety ship, man. Big up to Chris. Hooked up the homie at work with a fucking shocker hoodie. So he been talking to show up to some other folks at work. Appreciate everybody out there doing the damn thing. keep doing your thing, trying to live your life and have things not suck. But we keep trying to bring some podcasts to you that hopefully don't suck. So anyway, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick. And keep working on the things you're trying to get done, because that's how things get done. And don't forget, we love you very much. And peace be with you.
Peace.
Bye. Speak.